NPR's business news starts with a new alliance in the search engine wars. Microsoft and Yahoo have announced they are joining forces. It's not a takeover. Microsoft tried to buy Yahoo last year and failed. This is an alliance of online search and search advertising. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
In simple terms, Microsoft will provide the technology to run Yahoo Search, and Yahoo will become the sales force for all search-related ads. The 10-year deal caps a long and sometimes stormy relationship between the two companies. Both have struggled to compete against Google, which has more than 65% of the search market and the ad revenue that goes with it. By combining forces, Microsoft and Yahoo will be better able to compete against the market leader. In a conference call early this morning, Carol Bartz, Yahoo CEO, put it this way.
This deal will create a significant competitive alternative in search. Everyone wants a real alternative, and advertisers are no different.
In exchange for giving Microsoft the keys to its search engine, Yahoo will get to keep nearly all the revenue from search and ad sales on its sites for the first 5 years. But there is no big upfront payment for Yahoo. Danny Sullivan is the editor of Search Engine Land.
For Yahoo, it kind of gets Microsoft off their back and gives them some breathing room. For Microsoft, it instantly propels them to being the number two search player.
But the deal must still be approved by antitrust regulators. Again, Danny Sullivan.
One argument is that by having a stronger competitor to Google, that consumers will benefit because, you know, there'll be more competition. But the other argument is there was better competition when you had three independent search players rather than just two.
Microsoft and Yahoo hope to get the regulatory okay sometime next year, and then the deal, designed to take on Google, can be completed. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.